David Harris,
online from
David
Perth.
David Harris, online from Perth.
G'day, I'm Jeff Brady, second cousin.
I was born when
the movie was a big hit. Mum loves Michael Caine. Anyway, you know, he's a joy of a bloke. He's up to tell you, ripping deals, he's doing commitments. He's got hundreds of beauty. He's doing easy community right now. But not all. Check your thousands pounds cash back. Melbourne's best trade deal. You'll know where Jeff is, don't you? You don't? Where you been? Okay, you tell him, Jeff.
Springvale Road, Glen Waverley, right opposite the freeway entrance, and let me do it right from you, LMCT 1149.
Meyer Family Restaurants would like you to come and have a cuppa. Free. Free? Free. Meyer Family Restaurants are celebrating 2 weeks of fantastic business, and this is a thank you from them to you. Pick up a free cuppa coupon in any Meyer department, present it at any Meyer Family Restaurant any day this week, and they'll give you a delicious cup of Bushel's tea or Robert Timm's coffee. Free. No strings attached. Come and have a cuppa at Meyer Family Restaurants. It's free until the Saturday.
14 past five. Joining us online from 2GB in Sydney with all the news coming out of that part of the world, Rod Earl. Good morning.
Good morning, Owen.
You well, Rod?
Not too bad, thanks.
We haven't done any nasty tricks here this morning, delaying your headphones and things. A bit confusing there earlier, didn't it?
It was. It's a bit confusing when you hear your voice come back about 10 seconds later.
good old pro like you, Rod, it shouldn't even put you off.
No. Once I got them off my head.
Yeah. Throw them as far as you can throw them.
Yeah.
Okay, mate, what's happening?
Well, they've been celebrating all night at Canterbury Bankstown Rugby League's club, and after the victory yesterday, becoming the 1984 Premiers, an estimated 5,000 fans were there late last night, and I should imagine that many of those stayed right through the night. So it's been quite some celebrations.
Yes, I'd imagine so.
Yeah, Canterbury ended Parramatta's premiership run, as most people would know by now, with a gripping 6-4 win in the grand final. Champion Eel centre Michael Cronin had an opportunity to put the game into extra time, but missed an angled penalty goal with a little more than 2 minutes left to full time. Canterbury captured its fourth premiership despite playing only two games in the last month, and owes its victory to a solo try from hooker Mark Bugden 3 minutes after the interval. And that was, of course, converted, giving them their 6 points. So it was a great win to Canterbury. Sure wonder how they'll go next year.
Yeah, anybody's guess.
Yeah, that's right. It was a close game. It wasn't much between the teams, really. Getting on to other stories, New South Wales Young Labour Council members have received a report which says 80% of women imprisoned at Mullawa Training and Detention Centre in Sydney are addicted to drugs, alcohol, or both. Newly elected council president Caroline Staples says a complete reappraisal of the imprisonment of women in New South Wales is needed. She says the great majority of imprisoned women should never have entered the jail. An alternative should be found for women who are imprisoned for crimes against themselves, like taking drugs or prostitution. Ms. Staples says recommendations concerning the jailing of women will be made to the state government, and the Young Labour Council would oppose the building of any new jail for women until alternatives have been researched. A team of Sydney lawyers is confident it has the basis for an appeal to be mounted in the federal court on behalf of Lindy Chamberlain. The lawyers are banking on the evidence of a former Northern Territory policeman who was not called to give evidence at the Chamberlain murder trial. Sydney solicitor Trevor Nyman said last night the evidence of John Kevin Lincoln, a former Northern Territory detective sergeant who was involved in the earlier stages of the police investigation into Baby Azaria's death, was very important. But it will be up to Lindy Chamberlain, now serving a life sentence in Darwin's Berrima jail for the murder of her daughter Azaria at Ayers Rock on August the 7th, 1980, to make any final decision on whether to mount an appeal. So there we have it from Sydney, Owen.
Okay, thanks, Rod. We'll have you back tomorrow, I hope.
No, on Wednesday.
Enjoy. Bye. See you later, mate. Rod Earl joining us online from Sydney, Australia overnight. It's now 18 minutes past five.
Thank you.
Now, the latest report on the Toyota situation. It's been announced that Melbourne City Toyota is the number one Toyota dealer in Australia in passenger vehicles. An official spokesman has reported Melbourne City Toyota have just received 20 sought-after Tarragos into stock. These highly sought-after family vehicles will soon go. For top value on light commercials and four-wheel drives, don't sign anything on Toyota until you've seen Melbourne City Toyota in the centre of town at 559 Elizabeth Street, LMCT 443.
How many people in your company? 10? 20? A few more? Rent review coming up? Or are you just thinking of moving? Well, don't forget the upfront costs, like partitioning. Or get the upfront partitioning costs paid for you at 99 Queen Street in the heart of the city. Superbly appointed modern offices, free basement storage units, and no upfront partitioning costs. Like to know more? Call the leasing department at Jones Lang Wharton on 627 621. 627 621.
For 25 years, IPEC has specialised in the delivery of parcels door-to-door all over Australia. IPEC are the parcel people, so when it comes to parcels, come to IPEC.
Past five. Joining us this morning, little bright eyes, Michael Edmonds from 3AW with all the news coming out of Melbourne. How are you?
Good morning.
You look almost human today. I can't believe it.
You don't look too bad yourself for a Monday.
Yeah, considering age and everything.
I haven't seen you for weeks.
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it?
We'll have to stop meeting like this.
Yes. What's happening? Have you had a good weekend? How's your restoration going?
My restoration?
Yeah.
Oh, the Fiat restoration. It's stop.
Win them all. Manana.
Yeah.
What about the weekend's football activity? How did that grab you?
A little bit embarrassing, really, wasn't it?
Oh, you have
for Collingwood.
Yeah, I guess it was.
Oh boy, couldn't do anything.
Who's going to take the grand final now?
I don't know. Ask me that later in the week.
Okay, when you've had a look at the numbers, were you happy with the Canterbury Bankstown win in Sydney?
What?
Excited, were you?
What?
Okay. Moving right
along.
Did you
notice that Preston won the VFA First Division Grand Final?
I didn't realise that. I hadn't seen
that. The Mighty Bull Ants back-to-back premierships.
Right, that's good, isn't it?
54-point win.
Yeah. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah. I don't know what the crowd was, but it could have been. Could well have been more than you got at your... whatever it was.
47,000.
There we go. 8,664.
That wasn't bad. What's happening on the news front?
When did they play that, by the way? I heard you chatting about that earlier. The capacity there is 47,000.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I'm assuming it was a capacity. I don't know how many it'll take. They'll probably swing off the rafters.
Ooh, wee. Got to get a bigger ground.
That's what they're thinking about now.
Pocket handkerchief, isn't it?
Yeah.
What else do we have? Fairly quiet night, actually. We've reviewed on the public transport service.
Yeah.
Half the trams are off the tracks. You wouldn't notice that driving.
I haven't yet,
no. Last week when it was sort of a third of the trams off the tracks and then down near half and then more than half, everyone seemed to dive into their cars immediately. The traffic automatically got worse. So the rest of them could be a total shutdown by midweek.
Right.
That's all over superannuation and retrenchment and all sorts of things like that. Senator Gareth and Bill Landau dipped out.
Sorry, that.
I
was saying earlier, I wonder how the pundits will view that today, within the Labor Party.
I don't know. Don't know, but they've gone for the form runners, haven't they? The oftenest.
Yeah.
He's been sitting there quite happily doing his job for quite a while.
Yeah.
And Staples, well, in the redistribution, he lost his seat. So I guess they thought, we'll play fair and give him one of the new ones.
Yeah.
But the good senator and the good Mr. Landy, you probably wake up with a few questions on their mind this morning.
Yes, I'd say so. I'm wondering whether the Prime Minister might ask a few as well, because it's against his faction, isn't it?
Yeah, but it is Victorian too.
Yeah.
Remember?
But yeah, look at Mr. Kane's attitude too. He won't be terribly happy with it, will he?
No, he probably won't believe it. No. He's made the decision in a democratic manner.
Yep.
So that's that, maybe. democratic decisions can always be changed.
We have got ways of changing democratic decisions.
Yeah. Bit of a fire overnight, $500,000 fire.
That's all.
Paint factory.
Little
one. Yeah. Oh, well, single story factory.
Yeah.
Paint fires tend to go up with a bit of a roar.
Yeah.
Where was it? Rutland Road. Took half an hour to bring under control. Cause at this stage being investigated. And you know about the fake hundreds a couple of weeks back?
Yep.
Well, there could be some fake 20s floating around now.
Hmm.
Check your pay packet. Check them both.
I'm supposed to know about the second one.
Oh, sorry. That's
the amount of 20s I get in my pay packet, mate. I could check it in 5 seconds flat.
Hmm. Yeah. And police have warned people going to the show in particular to watch out for these fake 20s.
Right.
They found two of them. When? Yesterday. I think it was yesterday. What's the date today? The 24th. Yes, it was yesterday. Two of these duds passed into the stall attendants in amongst the crowds. So where there's two, there's probably more.
Yeah, they're also looking for a mustachioed, heavily built gentleman with glasses with a very thick voice for passing 100 Deutschmark notes.
Yes.
With a slight accent.
Yes.
Give us a little bounce if you have ways
of
it.
Thank you very much. No.
All right.
What? I still don't quite understand why you'd bother forging Deutschmarks.
Well, it depends when you're going to Germany.
In huge quantities. But you wouldn't want to pass them in Germany. They'd be picked up in a minute.
Yeah, probably.
Anyone passing a large number here would certainly be remembered.
Yeah.
Strange.
A couple hundred Deutschmarks here, a couple hundred Deutschmarks there.
Hey, are you going to have anyone looking at the Petrov papers?
I'd like to have a peek at them myself, just out of curiosity.
I wonder if anything new will come out of it.
Why don't you make a phone call and I'll talk to you later in the day.
I'll make a phone call. You talk to me?
Yeah.
When?
Later in the day when I wake up.
It'll be about 5 minutes before you get in here, won't it?
Have a good day.
Goodbye.
Thanks, mate. Mike Edmonds from 3RW back with us again tomorrow morning. Australia overnight, it's 24 and a half after five.
It's Royal Showtime, so while you're in the mood, why not take in another great Melbourne show, the fascinating Carpet Advisory Centre.
Come and relax in an inspiring environment of beautiful displays and colourful galleries of wonderful carpets.
Where you'll discover everything you could ever possibly want to see or know about carpet, with no strings attached.
The Carpet Advisory Centre, open 7 days a week, 90 Drummond Street, Carlton.
Seven new car sales starts at 9 a.m. this Wednesday. It's the Nissan Grand Final Savings Marathon. Nissan dealers want to end the footy season on a high note, so it'll be the best time ever to buy a new Nissan. Savings on every model will be unbelievable, and there's even free footy posters to be given away. So remember, the Grand Final Savings Marathon starts this Wednesday at your Nissan dealer.
Tonight, Channel 7 traces the history close to everyone behind. A clue is Serge Denis. It's material South Columbus across the Atlantic. Clothed prisoners and presidents. In the 50s, they were branded rebellious. In the 60s, they started a revolution. They've been black marketed and ripped off all over the world. They are jeans. And the story is Blue Jeans Babies. All the trivia from Levi's to Jesus. Tonight, for the first time on television at 7:30 on Channel 7. Rated PGR.
A word to slimmers and all those who want to trim up for summer. Have you heard of Nutrafiber? A product that may be just the one that could solve your problems. Nutrafiber is available in both tablets and meal replacement diet formulas and contains the fiber that was awarded an American patent for weight reduction. Your health food store now has this proven product, plus all the dietary advice you need to make this year's slimming program the easiest and most successful yet. Nutrafiber, the patented fiber available from Health World and leading health food stores.
Thanks for your company. Thank you to Richard and Sally for being with us throughout the morning. We'll be back with you around Australia on associated stations after midnight. Thanks for your company. Have a good day.
Did you know that over 100,000 Victorians have problems with booze? And many of them don't recognize, let alone accept, that they're alcoholics, which is an aspect of the illness. Excessive drinking and the suffering it causes is no secret, however, to their family and friends, but helps only a phone call away. The Alcohol and Drug Foundation can help in the family circle and in the workplace. Send your donation to ADF Appeal, Box 529, South Melbourne. That's Box 529, South Melbourne.
Hello, this is David Mann with a 3AW Community Service Fire Safety Hint, brought to you by the Metropolitan Fire Brigade. The motor car has given us a freedom of movement previously unknown, but it has also created another potential source of fire. If you own a car, you have a major investment. Protect that investment and your life and that of your passengers by always carrying a fire extinguisher in your vehicle. Make sure it is kept in a position easily accessible to the driver. For if he is trapped inside the car by an accident, he must be able to reach the extinguisher and quell the fire immediately. And remember, accidents are not the only cause of motor vehicle fires. So regularly check your fuel and electrical systems. Maintaining them in good condition lessens the chance of fire getting a start in your vehicle.
3AW.
Radio Melbourne, 1278, 3AW, it's 5:30.
Good morning, Mike Edmonds, Macquarie National News. Secret documents relating to the Petrov affair will be released today in Canberra. The papers may shed new light on the defection in 1954 of Russian agent Vladimir Petrov and his wife. Greg Wildsmith reports the documents also relate to the Royal Commission into Espionage, which followed the defection.
The ALP was hurt badly by the defection in April 1954 of the Petrovs and the subsequent Royal Commission into Soviet spying in Australia. The Royal Commission, which began just 12 days before the 1954 election, is widely regarded as being a major influence in the defeat of the Labour Party and in the party split in 1955. Documents to be released today may help to shed some new light on the theory held then by Dr. Evatt and others that the defection of the Petrovs was in part a conspiracy to help win the election for the Menzies Liberal government. There are 400 to 500 pages of key documents, some of which were handed over to ASIO by Mr. Petrov after he was paid £5,000. Others will come from the Royal Commission and the records of the Cabinet Office and the Prime Minister's Department. Greg Wildsmith, Macquarie National News, Canberra.
Tens of thousands of Filipinos are threatened by flaming rivers of lava flowing from a volcano which has erupted in the centre of the country. Already 50,000 people have been forced to flee their homes and nearly 30,000 others are preparing to evacuate as the output from the Mount Mayon volcano descends on them. Panicking villagers have clambered onto trucks, buses and bicycles to reach evacuation centres. The area within 8 kilometres of the volcano has been declared a danger zone. The eruption, which sent a huge column of fire out of the volcano's crater, is the strongest since Mayon began exploding 2 weeks ago after sitting dormant for 8 years. 5 Israeli soldiers have been wounded in an ambush on their patrol in the south of Lebanon, while 3 of their guerrilla attackers were killed. The patrol came under rocket-propelled grenade and light arms fire near Nabatea. Israeli troops pursued and killed 3 of the attackers, who were armed with Soviet-made Kalashnikov rifles. Earlier, a roadside mine exploded in Lebanon as an Israeli patrol passed, but no one was injured. Israeli troops have come under frequent attack in South Lebanon since they occupied the area 2 years ago. Soviet President Konstantin Chernenko celebrates his 73rd birthday tomorrow amid growing speculation about his health and his hold on political authority in the Kremlin. The Communist Party chief, in power for 7 months, has quelled rumours he was seriously incapacitated by making 3 televised appearances over the last 3 weeks. But the film clips showed Chernenko looking much more frail than he did before he vanished from public view for 7 weeks in July. Western diplomats said he came across as a man who was ailing and lacking vigour. The president's 3 appearances have also done little to counter a growing impression among diplomats that he's failed to assert political control in the Kremlin and that his authority may have waned in the past 3 months. U.S. President Ronald Reagan and Soviet Foreign Minister Andrei Gromyko are due to meet for the first time tonight in what will probably be a brief encounter at a cocktail party. Gromyko, who will have formal talks with Reagan at the White House on Friday, is due to attend the gathering the president is hosting for heads of state in New York.
President Reagan has yet to meet a high-level Soviet official in his 3.5 years in office. Israel's new multi-party government has introduced new taxes aimed at lowering living standards and reducing the amount of money circulating in the inflation-hit economy. The country's finance minister also gave an indication that subsidies on basic foodstuffs and fuel would be cut in the next few days. Yitzhak Modi says the measures are designed to create the conditions for a frontal attack on inflation, but they're not in themselves sufficient to heal the economy. Inflation is currently running at 400% a year, but Modi says he expects the level to rise even higher over the next few months. Former world heavyweight boxing champ Muhammad Ali has arrived in Sudan after a 16-hour trip from New York, saying he's in good health. Ali left for Sudan straight after he was released from a New York hospital where he had neurological tests to determine the cause of slurred speech and movement problems. He's in Sudan to attend celebrations marking the first anniversary of the introduction of Islamic law into the country. World champion women's squash player Vicky Cardwell of Australia has beaten New Zealand's number one player Susan Devoy in the third and final test in New Zealand. Australia cleaned up the Kiwis, winning all three matches played in Hamilton last night to take the series 3-0 and with it the Tasman Trophy. Cardwell took just over 50 minutes to win her match, 9-5, 9-3, 9-5. Macquarie News Time, 25 to 6.
With the share market up and down, influenced by factors not even brokers can anticipate, a drop in the market means a decrease in your capital. And if you're retired, you probably have no way to replace capital. But if you're a client of ICS, the investment counselling specialists, you could be getting a high return with complete security of capital while keeping your pension and minimising tax. Ring ICS on 614 4433 for an appointment.
Melbourne's weather, cool day with a few showers and a moderate to fresh westerly wind heading for a top of 15 degrees. At the moment in the city, it's 10 degrees. I'm Mike Edmonds. This is 3AW Macquarie National News.
And now, here's Daddy.
Thank you, Princess. Thank you, Mike Edmonds. Thank you, Owen Delaney and Sally and Richard. Morning, Mung.
Good morning.
And to Collingwood supporters everywhere, including Mung, this is for you, Mr. Jack Thompson. Morning, Paul.
We know how to play the game.
Morning, Ranald.
Side by side we stick together to uphold the magpie's name.
Morning, Colleen.
Hear the barrackers shout.
I think I've become the kiss of death. What can I say? Never mind, there's always next year, or the year after.
There's a flag on the horizon.
Perhaps the year after that.
We've been there before.
Yep.
And we'll fight to be in there again.
58, wasn't it?
Because there's one word that sums it all up and makes it all worthwhile.
It's Clokey's fault.
That's Collingwood.
And Jeff Raines. Would have won with them. Mark Williams, Ronnie Wearmouth.
Side by side we stick together to
Well, if you didn't feel like slashing your wrists after hearing that, you will. That's good old Collingwood forever, Jack Thompson. And what a great club it is, and what a sad thing to see such a dismal performance on Saturday, going down by, well, I don't know, record margin to Essendon. But there's always next year. Congratulations to Essendon, congratulations to Hawthorn, and I think I'll put the kiss of death on Hawthorn. I'm tipping them for the grand final. Mung?
I'm going for Essendon.
Yes, but they played a depleted Collingwood side, you see. Collingwood made Essendon look very, very good, and a lot of people are going to fall for this trap. I just think Hawthorn are going to have back-to-back premierships, and Essendon won't be in the running next Saturday, but we'll know around about 5:15 next Saturday afternoon, won't we? Anyway, good morning. I trust you're fit and well. It's Monday, the 24th of September. I'm coming down with a dreadful dose of the old flu, so I'm going to be in a foul mood for the next 2 days. 20 and a half to six.
Panic stations! Panic stations!
It's panic stations this week at Dick Smith Electronics. Stocks must be cleared now. Down go the prices. Top range Hornet 40-channel CB is only $249, including bonus antenna, base and lead. Save $55. And you'll save 25% on the push-button Expo wall phone at the panic price of just $14.95. Australia's greatest home computer value. Famous Commodore VIC-20 colour computer, now an amazing low $149. So come on down to Dick Smith Electronics for the panic sale of the year.
19 and a half to six, TV Week's out today. Guess who's on the front cover?
Rowena Wallace?
Not wrong.
Oh, no.
Yes, that'll be about 10 times this year for Rowena. Congratulations, TV Week, now 90 cents. The forecast for Melbourne today. I'm sick of the rain. I am sick of it. It is so depressing. Cool with a few showers. The chance of hail in the afternoon. This will make the show organisers happy. A fresh northwest to westerly wind turning southwesterly in the afternoon, and a top today of 15. Morning, Brian Parry out at the RAS. A strong wind warning is current for the bays. Oh, northwest to westerly winds increasing to 20 to 30 knots in the morning and turning west to southwesterly in the afternoon, of similar strength, seas rising to rough. Flood warnings are current for the Snowy, Latrobe, Yarra and Wimmera rivers, and a strong wind warning is current for all Victorian coastal waters, including Port Phillip and Western Port Bays. So, not much sunshine on the horizon, I'm sorry to say. I wish I could do better for you. It's 18 and a half to.
Feel extra sure about tomorrow. Never far away. There's a lot of extra reasons to see HBA today.
HBA's Extras plans. You can get them on their own, you know, without having to pay for hospital cover. So if all you need is a little extra peace of mind, see HBA today. Or just ring the HBA hotline, 609 9833. 609 9833.
HBA today.
HBA, a registered health benefits organisation.
Imagine you could choose any fabulous new look you wanted from anywhere in the world. A facial in Rome, a new fragrance from...
A dead